You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, and now finally, we are ready. We are ready for Joe Pass live in a studio. Here we go. Joe Pass.
Yeah. to dissolve into space. Thank you. How you doing? Good? Great. Great. Round of applause. Great.
Thank you.
That was Joe Pass live on CITR. We'll be back very shortly with the band. This is CITR 101.9 FM.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say?
Or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary.
Unceded Airwaves airs every Tuesday from 11:30 to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM or at CITR.ca. And we meet every Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. to plan our upcoming shows.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Join Team PowerSmart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/Team PowerSmart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro PowerSmart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hey, this is CITR Radio. This is Life with the Number at Radio Hell. Ben, I'm in studio with Joe Past. Welcome. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
If you're just joining us, you missed a fantastic set from the band. Just played in the other side of the glass here. That sounded great, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks. It sounded really awesome. Thanks so much for coming out. Let's talk about the band and the project. How did it get started?
I started this band after my last band, Spring, broke up, and pretty much I started it just as like a solo project and as a like I was moving out to Montreal and I wanted to start a new band and start fresh.
Right.
And I went out there with this band, and the band consisted of just me and this guy named Mac.
Right. Yeah.
Was the band.
I know.
And I played shows out there with a guy named Alex under Joe Past, and it was like the same tunes. And did some touring out there.
Same tune as now that you're...
Yeah. A bunch of... there's newer songs now
right.
than we played out there. But yeah, it was kind of cool. It was like kind of starting... Like I was like, well, if I'm going to start a fresh project, kind of cool to start it in a fresh new city where you just have to be unknown and just, right. you know, meet people in venues and meet new bands and all this stuff.
Was it hard in Montreal to meet bands? Do you know people in Montreal much?
Yeah, I didn't know that many people going out there, but it wasn't that hard to make friends, I think. But definitely it was different than just if I had started the band in Vancouver and started playing around, which eventually kind of like moving back and coming back and then forming band here with these fine, nice people who you can't see, but I gestured towards them.
You can introduce them. You can introduce everyone if you want. I don't know if
we'll do that later.
Yeah. Perfect.
Anyways, when it came back, it was like, oh yeah, I know the venues. I know like lots of bands here. It's, you know, it's not totally totally starting fresh. It's good. It's humbling. I volunteered for Pop Montreal, and they make everyone wear the same shirt, so we were all like lemmings running around, and I felt like I was just totally like,
what did you do for Pop? Like, is it just everything?
I don't know. I did whatever. I volunteered so I could get a pass for Pop Montreal, and
so
it was
like
fine.
At the door and everything.
I ended up doing stuff at their like Pop headquarters. It was like putting up posters and then taking them down and stuff like that.
Yep, and you did, and like how's. But Montreal was generally good for, like, it was a good experience. Did enjoy
totally, it. Yeah. And I'd like to go back out there soon, spend some more time out there. It's sweet.
Was language a problem? Do you speak French much?
My bass player out there was actually mostly Francophone, and his English was like, it was better than my French. I can speak some French. But it was pretty sweet because I like went out there and then in 2 weeks was like doing like a teaching someone my songs on bass in French. And it was pretty trippy. It was weird. And he was cool. He spoke like Quebecois French, too. Like, he would say all these things. I'd be like, I have no idea what you're saying.
And how did you meet him? Or?
I had some friends from Turing out of Montreal. So I did. So I met him through, actually, my old band did play with his old band.
Right.
That's pretty much what it was.
And you have put out a couple of EPs
mm-hmm.
and cassettes.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a bit about them? How did
I put out the first EP cassette I put out was called Out, and that was released when I was out in Montreal. It's very Vancouver centric, though, if you think about it that way, guys, because I wasn't out in anyways, it doesn't matter. But yeah, I put that was put out on a Toronto label called Craft Singles, and
that's a good
one. That was sweet. That was in January of 2016, and then in July of 2016, I put another EP called Up. That was on a label called Golden Brown, based out of Portland, so back to the West Coast. And that's it. That's it for releases.
Right. So that's last year. It's pretty recent though. It's not too long ago.
Yeah, I guess Up is still.
Yeah.
We're still promoting Up. Yeah. We're still in the Up cycle.
it's up cycle,
know,
yeah.
The Up cycle. Spencer's just like cracking up. cracking up. Yeah. Oh,
there's like a video. There's a video for Up, right?
Is that there's a video for Look Up. Yeah.
For Look Up, yeah. Where it's just it was
just looking up.
There's a lot of looking up.
Yeah. Yeah, things are very simple. Very simple concepts.
Was it just a camera pointing into the and pointing up and?
It was a camera. Well, depending on maybe I was pointing down, you know, because I could have been walking on my hands, doing a handstand with my phone.
That's totally up.
Like, it's just like, relative to me, it could be down, you know.
Yeah. And that was a really nice video for Rage, which is from...
Yeah, and we actually have the video director here in the studio.
That was a fantastic video. Rage, that's from Out. Anyone want to talk a bit about that? Or?
Making you talk about it. Actually,
you had like a dream.
There's like a story. It's sort of...
I had a dream. I believe there were dreams involved.
It's a little bit of a story. It follows the character.
This is great. This is so convenient.
It's worked out,
right?
Yeah. Well, no, because it was like me and Joe, we knew we wanted to make a video. And then Joe just came over one night and we talked about like all the things we wanted to make. And we were like on the same page, but we knew it was one of those things where it was like, yeah, I want to do this, but like not that. But like, what if we did this, but not that? Like mm-hmm. It was like hinting at a bunch of stuff. And like, and then we just like, after like about like hours, we like came to the idea that it should be like violent, but like instead of blood, feathers.
Yeah.
Yeah. It took a long time to get there.
It was cool though, because it was great. I felt like it ended up being a cool concept, and in a cool video. But it was cool because we were left feeling like, you kind of had an idea to do with the pillow fight, and then I was like, I don't know about a pillow fight, but I had this idea of like, I feel like there should be something that's like this momentum, like kind of walking, pacing thing.
Yeah, like you knew you wanted a hallway. You're like, I need a long hallway.
Yeah, I had one image.
Right. So, well, you wasn't sure that was going to be a pillow fight at the end.
And it's like,
But it was a very good video. It's on the YouTube. If you haven't seen it out there in Radioland, please go look it up after.
And Bella's in it.
Yeah.
Bella's in it, yeah.
With and Lindsay.
It's a very cool video. What are any upcoming plans for the band? Any new things, shows?
We're gonna,
new Joes?
Yeah. New, we're working on an album right now.
Like a full-length?
Full-length album, yeah. And so, and everyone plays on it. So it's been like a changing lineup since I started this project, but this has been like the consistent lineup for the past while, and everyone's on the record, and we're all talking about touring lots.
Okay.
Going lots of places and stuff. So,
cool.
That's basically the main thing that we're working on right now. And it's basically all the bed tracks are done, but we're mixing and tracking a bit more.
Is there like a time frame or what's there? But just a guess.
I hope it's done soon, but then I don't know when it'll be released.
Right.
So we'll see when it's released, but it's being worked on. So I can say.
No.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right now, yeah.
That's good.
Thinking about it.
All right. So we don't have a tremendous amount of time, but usually this is the point where which I'm going to try to squeeze this in, where we play a little quiz. Every band in the last the last 20 bands for sure come on, we make them do a little quiz. It's a little quiz. We call it Quiz from Hell or whatever you call it. It's where I make everyone answer a online quiz, akin to which Friends character are you? It's a very common thing where you answer a bunch of stupid questions and then that gives you an answer. Anyways, it will make sense when I give you the quiz.
We've been studying.
You've been studying. I hope you. It's there are no winners. There's no right answer, but the without is binding, and forever you'll be judged on this. So this quiz that we're doing that I picked randomly, it's an easy one. It should be. It's what kind of cat are you?
Yeah, you'll take it.
Yeah, so you guys can take turns answering it, or you guys can collaborate.
I'm a tiger.
Or you can just whatever. Whoever.
Tiger's a cat, right?
Yeah, he's a tiger. He's definitely a
so player. We're going to ask you a bunch of questions. Feel free to pick an answer.
It's multiple choice.
It's multiple choice. it's multiple choice.
Tiger.
Yeah.
Tiger, Ben, you're not listening to us. Tiger.
Okay, go for it.
First question is, how do you feel about Mondays? You can answers are great. I love seeing people. Or, or... I'm cool with whatever, or screw man-made schedules, or I'm freelance, so it's all the same to me, or love a break from the family, or hate, or three, or a bunch of exclamation marks, or better than hump day.
There's a lot of answers.
I love that. It's great. I love Mondays.
I don't know. The consensus, great. I love seeing people. I'm cool with
exclamation marks.
This one with a... That one?
No, you were.
I can tell which one's the Phoebe one. Which one's it?
we're supposed to guess which character.
No. This is like a personality.
I know you all like Mondays.
Then it's going to be like your Phoebe.
Mondays. Tell too. There are two people
that. Sundays.
I hate Sundays,
Mondays.
But I love Mondays, to be totally honest.
Yeah, I've seen Joe stress
consensus.
On a Sunday.
So you say...
Megan likes Mondays. That's three against two.
Yeah, Mondays are all right.
So is it great? I love seeing people. Is that good or no?
Is that the only positive one?
A bunch of exclamation marks. Is
that
good?
The exclamation mark is pretty like...
Or is it angry?
Or is it angry Monday?
I'm not willing to take that risk.
Yeah, I feel
that
one's...
Great is in there.
This is going to take a really long time.
The great... Yeah, I'm going to say the great one.
Great is good.
To agree on
the people. It has to be unanimous, otherwise you have to leave the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, this one is... This one is interesting. What would be the name of your first album? How do you like me? I know there's no.
It's
How do you like me now? Punkadilly Circus, Days on Days, The Woods Are Calling, trust issues, but like all the S are like dollar signs. Southern Comforts, Food for Thought, Dance for the Revolution, or Small Explosion.
I like the one with the woods.
I like Days on Days.
Yeah, I like Days on Days too.
Days on Days is good. Yeah.
All right.
It's like the Beatles.
Days on Days.
Days on Days. Days on Days. Mondays, man. Mondays. Days on Days.
Days on Days and Days.
Next question for Joe Pass. Would you ever be found in a club? Would you ever be found in a club? The club comes to me. Only theme ones. If you carry me there, there are no clubs where I live. I could never get in. I'm too comfy here at home. Is there food? Haha, like giant haha, no. Or the last one is sure, I like to boogie.
I like boogie or food. The food one.
I don't want food at the club.
Why not?
That's weird.
I know, it's like sweaty. Kind of,
that is kind of weird.
Yeah.
You don't really sit down with a fucking
sweat sandwich. Who wants to eat a sweat sandwich, Daniel? Let's go.
What about milkshakes, man? Milkshakes.
I think the boogie in is good.
Yeah, it's boogie.
All right, it's boogie.
We were talking about boogieing on the way here.
Yeah. Okay, what kind of, okay, next question for Joe Pass. What kind of cat are you? But what kind of milk do you prefer? Almond? And the second one is, where did it come from? Question mark. The next one is, milk is for babies. The next one is, non-fat? Or any, as long as it's served with a straw? Or soy? Or whatever you have? And then you have chocolate? And lastly, coconut.
Definitely the, where did it come from? Where did you go?
Where did, yeah, that's pretty psychedelic. Just use that one.
Catman Joe.
Which one? Where did it? Where did it come from?
Yeah. Where did it come from? Okay. I say. What do you guys?
I wanted the
almond.
Live over the air live.
Almond's more truthful and less tricky.
Almond's the only one I really drink.
We're listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my favorite. But where did it come from? Where did it go?
All right. Almond, or where did it come from?
Almond.
All right.
No, not almond.
Yeah.
Too late now.
It's too late. We did it. He pressed his iPad. Yeah. It's done.
It's in the computer system.
Everything's over. Yeah.
Pick.
It's been sent off to the NSA.
Pick a winter accessory. You have winter boots, your warm embrace. I need them all. Anything I can find. The heater my assistant follows me with. Okay. My own layer of fat. I don't go outside. Mittens or a hat is one thing. An infinity scarf.
I don't go outside. Infinity scarf. Don't
go outside.
This is kind of fitting for tomorrow, apparently. It's going to be a big storm.
No.
No. I go outside.
Warm embrace?
I'm done with this. I don't go outside.
Infinity sweater.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
I don't know what it is.
It's like an endless sweater that just keeps on.
Like a scarf that's going on forever.
That's not a sweater. It's a scarf.
It's a scarf. Though. But if it's infinity,
hats
becomes.
Hats and mitts and scarves are all like good to me. But those are two things. So we can't do it. I'm wearing a hat right now.
Hat.
Radio.
Yeah, hat. But I always use mine in order.
Megan's wearing a hat too.
Yeah.
Hats.
Hats, mitts, hats and mitts.
Okay.
Done.
Right. Mitts and hats and mitts.
And hats. It's just everyone's like, I just get fed up and pick one.
Oh man.
No, it's almond! It's fine! Tigers!
Did we pick almond? That's gonna fuck up a result. We're gonna be.
Alright, we gotta. Okay, we gotta go quickly. We're gonna make have a couple
grosses. Sorry, I'm taking so long.
No, it's fine. What were you made fun of for as a kid? My general appearance, my hair, being lazy, being too serious, my clothes, my lunch. Never going out, being short, or, oh, I never pay attention to that. My appearance, my hair, being lazy, too serious, my clothes, my lunch, never going out, being short.
Too serious.
I totally missed
my appearance.
Were you
made fun of when you were a little kid?
Never pay attention.
I was chubby.
What's that?
I was chubby.
Appearance? And people made fun of you for that?
Yeah.
So appearance.
Yeah.
Does that win? Does everyone
want
to go with that one?
Yeah, I like that.
Probably.
One.
It's probably appearance is like the best.
All right.
Like it's probably happened to all of us at some point because kids are so crappy.
Kids are the worst.
Mean.
Kids are the worst.
Mean. Yeah. Next one is
pick the way they look.
Pick a dog, and it's a sponge picture of dogs, which is not great for radio, but maybe.
Oh,
Maybe pick one and then explain.
All right, radio, there's a brown dog. There's a white dog.
There's a Snoop Dogg.
There's a Snoop Dogg. Oh, that's funny.
I like chocolate dog.
That's Phoebe.
Chocolate daddy.
All right.
Pick your chocolate daddy.
Oops.
Oh, my God. Don't break his iPad.
Here, sorry. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What's going on?
All right, so which one did you?
Chocolate daddy.
Pick the chocolate daddy.
That's the first? Is that the first one?
It's the chocolate daddy one.
That's
come on.
One?
Yeah, definitely. All right. The one with the big... Big pink tongue.
That looks all right. What would your gravestone say? I proved them wrong. Here I lay, as I laid in life.
Sorry, come again.
What would your gravestone say on your tombstone? I proved them wrong. Here I lay, as I lay in life. I'll be cremated. Live, love mostly, but didn't give a F. Lived well, tolerate a family, or found a meatloaf. Misunderstood. Little one, big heart. Up for anything, including the great beyond.
Definitely the last.
Rock and roll one?
Just pick the one with meatloaf in it because I got bad of the hell and stuck in my head.
All right, I'm just going to quickly pick it. Hopefully, last question. Okay, this is good. How do you feel about dogs? Not as cute as me, or ugh, we're at war. They're cool. As long as they don't take my food, I like. I love annoying them. Indifferent, don't trust them. Love them so much. They're scary, but I know they mean well.
Woof.
I don't like them.
I don't like any of them.
I love them. Yeah, I love dogs.
You don't trust them?
No, dogs are totally sick. Just like say
that I one. Just don't. Just what's, pick, the, just what's the one that's like the most negative?
I love annoying them.
Let's see. They're cool. I love annoying them.
I love them so
though.
Much. Yeah. Right.
Sure. We are at war.
Oh no! It's been.
Won't fucking go.
Yeah, that's right. Because we're at war. Oh.
I don't know what this means.
Did I do
Who
it?
Are we?
Hate that dog.
So what kind
You're
of cat are you?
The radio.
There's only one dog.
The radio.
And then I generalize.
You got, I don't know what kind of cat. Okay. You got a famous cat. That's what you are. What's so great about you is that what makes you the most unique is what makes you so lovable. Maybe you were self-conscious about that at some point, but now you own it. Some people may call you a diva, but really, you just know how to get stuff done. Plus, you meet everyone with a gracious, warm heart, which makes you a winner. I thought it would give you like a breed.
I thought we were doing the Friends one. This is a Phoebe cat.
I thought we were a tiger.
This is what kind of cat are you, anyway?
Oh,
yeah.
It's a derp cat. Look, it's derping.
Let's see.
Anyways,
it's a derp cat.
Anyways, unfortunately, that is exactly all the time we have. Thank you so much,
yeah,
Joe Past.
Thanks for having us.
How do we, Joe Past, bandcamp.com?
Yeah, Joe Past.
JOPASSED.
Joe,
we have a webpage.
Actually.com if you just go to joepass.com.
It's pretty cool, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, Joe made it.
It's a great site.
No, I changed the cube. Now there's just a big giant picture. It moves, though.
Oh, cool. What's
all right. Thank you so much.
Joe.
Thanks so much. It was wonderful. Come up next. It's Copy and Paste. Please
and paste.
Stay tuned for that.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.